You might have thought you were watching old news clips, but no, in fact, it was a new GOP debate, the third in 3 weeks from Orlando, Florida last night. Fox News sponsored this Republican presidential debate, and we had all the same candidates except for one addition. Gary Johnson joined the race, and frontrunner and Texas Governor Rick Perry ended up sparring yet again with fellow frontrunner Mitt Romney.
There's a Rick Perry out there that's saying that almost to quote, it says that the federal government shouldn't be in the pension business, that it's unconstitutional, and it should be returned to the states. So you better find that Rick Perry and get him to stop saying that.
So we've got Todd Zwillig back with us, our Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
And Republican political strategist Ron Christie joins us again. He's CEO of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So, all right, let's go first with the new player in here. Gary Johnson, this was his first debate since joining the race, which brings the total up to 9, an almost mind-boggling number. How did the newcomer do? Ron?
Well, I think he did decidedly okay. I mean, first of all, I have to say, not to be snarky, but his tie could have lit up a room that it was entirely in the dark. So just from an aesthetic standpoint, I kept looking at that tie going, oh, man, you got to turn that down. But he didn't do any damage to himself, but I don't really think he did anything to make people think, oh, well, former governor, he's on the stage, but he's not going to get the nomination.
I
don't think he really scored any points last night.
I can hear his campaign advisors freaking out this morning. They're talking about your tie.
Well, Ron Paul had kind of a strange tie choice in an early one. But, Ron, you know, someone who supposedly did do damage to himself was Rick Perry, who seemed to have started out strong when he was talking about Social Security, but then stumbled through the rest of the debate.
Celeste, I think that's exactly right. I mean, I think the Perry people from here on out are going to say, we need to have a debate with the other candidates that's only 1 hour in length rather than two. His second hour, he looked distracted. He didn't look very strong, didn't look presidential. And on the substance, his answers on foreign policy, looking at the Middle East, he just did not look very good at all. So after a very good start, I think he stumbled at around halftime, and his last hour is one I'm sure he'd rather forget.
Ron, we got to go to Todd Zwillig in just a second, but I've got to get your opinion. You sort of alluded to that a moment ago. Is this whole debate every week kind of idea making the GOP a little bit nervous?
I think so, John. I think it's far too early. I mean, people are still worried about their job. They're still worried about their ability to keep their house. And yet it seems like every couple of days you turn on the TV and they're the Republican candidates again. It's far too much, far too soon. And I think it's going to ultimately be a distraction. The GOP wishes they hadn't started this soon.
That's Ron Christie of Christie Strategies and former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Todd Zwillig, I got to ask you, you know, one of the most headline-grabbing characters in these GOP debates has been the audience. And last night, they yet again did something controversial. The audience booed when there was a YouTube question from an active service member. Stephen Hill is a gay soldier who talked about the don't ask, don't tell. What's going on with the audience at these GOP debates?
Yeah, and a couple of debates ago, I think the one in Simi Valley at the Reagan Library, the audience erupted in cheers at the mere mention that Texas had executed something on the order of 245 people under Rick Perry's leadership as governor. Not whether that was good or bad, but just the fact that they had executed that many people got cheers from the crowd. You're right. Last night, a video question from a gay soldier who was asking about whether he should be kicked out because he's gay now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed. Look, I think the Republican audiences at these debates aren't doing their brand any favor, because what happens when these spontaneous approvals or disapprovals occur is that journalists such as myself get sidetracked from the candidates on the stage and start to talk about it, tweet about it. They're reporting about it this morning. You and I are talking about it, Celeste, and that is distracting from the candidates. Not only that, it's painting a picture of the Republican base that I'm sure lots of Republican operatives would rather not have portrayed. I'll bet you Ron Christie can confirm that. Here we are talking about people cheering or booing a gay soldier just because he opens his mouth. The Republican Party, I know, wants to appear more mainstream than that. I think it's getting to be a little bit of a problem and a distraction for people.
And we're not mentioning the moment at which the candidates were asked whether or not they should let the guy without health insurance die, you remember, and somebody said...
That was a big Ron Paul moment. One of Ron Paul's staffer had passed away who didn't have insurance, and so now the big sort of side meme is, well, sure, let him die, and somebody yelled that too. So,
Ron,
yeah.
Your response? Are we getting distracted by the audience?
Well, I think Todd's right. I mean, the last thing that a Republican strategist or someone who's trying to put the GOP's best foot forward wants to talk about is those two specific incidents, that, frankly, the last three that we discussed. I just really, really think that people need to be very respectful, very polite, and very sensitive. And anyone sharing the death of an individual, regardless of the way that it comes about, comes across as crass at best. And secondly, I think that we really need to make sure that we don't come across as being a Southern, very opinionated and very narrow-minded party. We need to expand, and the only way that you're going to win is by addition and not subtraction. And some of these audience responses, I think, could potentially take support away from the GOP rather than increase it.
We're talking to Ron Christie, CEO of Christie Strategies, and Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. So, Ron, you know, every week we seem to talk about these GOP debates, and we say, okay, we're waiting for the field to shake out. And instead of shaking out, we now have 9 instead of 8. At what point are we going to get down to the front runners? Are we actually going to end up with a ballot that has 9 names on the Republican nomination field?
Well, actually, I think the field is shaping up quite nicely. I think Governor Romney has consistently proven that he's unflappable, that he looks presidential, that he can sort of pass the can-this-guy-get-elected test. When you look at what we saw last night, you start looking at people like Michelle Bachmann, Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, Gary Johnson, people that, while they're articulate and they were happy to be on the stage, I think their presence there is going to diminish in the days to come. I'd love to get Todd's thoughts, but frankly, I think last night was a race for third place. And for so much of the conventional wisdom, it's been Michelle Bachmann's rising, Michelle Bachmann's galvanizing people. I think Senator Rick Santorum surprised a lot of people last night by being very steady and being very articulate. And I think the race right now on the Republican side is who's vying for third place.
Todd?
I have to agree, because third place can possibly mean a vice presidential nod. At one point, John Huntsman went after Rick Santorum on foreign policy, and you think, why is Huntsman bothering to go after Santorum? And you say, aha, maybe Huntsman is running for potentially vice president in a Rick Perry on a Rick Perry ticket,
or even Michelle a Romney ticket, even a Romney ticket.
Yeah,
maybe. But I'm going to go out and say this: a Romney Huntsman ticket to Mormons. I don't know if that's something that Romney would choose to do. Maybe, but really on a Perry ticket for sure. I think you have Huntsman there running for vice president. Michelle Bachmann as well, doing that in many ways.
Todd Zwillick is a Washington correspondent for The Takeaway, and Ron Christie is CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush. Thanks to both of you.
Pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
If you have your own response to what you saw during the debate last night, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.